Вы услышите 5 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего «эй» и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-6. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только один раз. В списке 1-6 есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием. Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
Well, the most difficult thing was that there was so much water, but I was so thirsty. Food wasn't a big problem because I caught fish and ate them. Of course, I got sunburned after the first day because I had nothing to put in my head, and I was afraid of sharks. Once I saw one, but it just swam around the raft for a few minutes and then it went away.
Speaker B.
I felt very small and very tired. I walked all night, very slowly, because of the sand, and I tried to stay cool in the daytime, but it was so hot. On the second day, I found some water. That was very lucky, but then I wanted to walk more, not just stay by the water. I wanted to try to find my way back to the town. I had food with me, so I didn't get hungry, just very thirsty. Once I saw a snake, and I was afraid that one might go into my shoe, so I never took my shoes off.
Speaker C.
There was snow everywhere. Everything was white, and that's why I got lost. Didn't see the path. I was up there only one night, and it was the longest night of my life. The most important thing was staying warm. I didn't have enough clothes with me, so I got terribly cold. I wanted to make a fire, but everything was wet. I slept on the ground and got colder. I didn't think about food. I wasn't really hungry, but just so thirsty. It was difficult, very difficult.
Speaker D.
There was water, so I didn't get too hungry because I knew what kind of plants to eat. The temperature was warm, and luckily it wasn't rainy season. Of course, I got very lost. I walked day and night. But you know, you can never, ever get bored there. There are so many different types of plants and animals and insects. It was beautiful. So, yes, I felt tired and lost, but not bored.
Speaker E.
When I regained consciousness and looked around, I saw a lot of people hurrying somewhere. A panic caught me. I hadn't got any money and documents because of everything was stolen. I also couldn't speak Chinese at all. When I tried to stop passing people, my view frightened them and they ran away from me. Although there were thousands of people on the street, I felt so lonely and didn't know what to do.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will listen to the texts again. Speaker A.
Well, the most difficult thing was that there was so much water, but I was so thirsty. Food wasn't a big problem because I caught fish and ate them. Of course, I got sunburned after the first day because I had nothing to put in my head, and I was afraid of sharks. Once I saw one, but it just swam around the raft for a few minutes and then it went away.
Speaker B.
I felt very small and very tired. I walked all night, very slowly, because of the sand, and I tried to stay cool in the daytime, but it was so hot. On the second day, I found some water. That was very lucky, but then I wanted to walk more, not just stay by the water. I wanted to try to find my way back to the town. I had food with me, so I didn't get hungry, just very thirsty. Once I saw a snake, and I was afraid that one might go into my shoe, so I never took my shoes off.
Speaker C.
There was snow everywhere. Everything was white, and that's why I got lost. Didn't see the path. I was up there only one night, and it was the longest night of my life. The most important thing was staying warm. I didn't have enough clothes with me, so I got terribly cold. I wanted to make a fire, but everything was wet. I slept on the ground and got colder. I didn't think about food. I wasn't really hungry, but just so thirsty. It was difficult, very difficult.
Speaker D.
There was water, so I didn't get too hungry because I knew what kind of plants to eat. The temperature was warm, and luckily it wasn't rainy season. Of course, I got very lost. I walked day and night. But you know, you can never, ever get bored there. There are so many different types of plants and animals and insects. It was beautiful. So, yes, I felt tired and lost, but not bored.
Speaker E.
When I regained consciousness and looked around, I saw a lot of people hurrying somewhere. A panic caught me. I hadn't got any money and documents because of everything was stolen. I also couldn't speak Chinese at all. When I tried to stop passing people, my view frightened them and they ran away from me. Although there were thousands of people on the street, I felt so lonely and didn't know what to do.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.